New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves or they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for a Sunday night, serve it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Urban excellence, a product of my residence. From 4 to 44, Obama was the president. I told mama I ain't trying to go to church. I'm like Adam, every Adam is a product of the dirt. And I've been reaping what he sowed, I got the product, got the dirt. And I can teach you what I know, but then you got him put in work. You in trouble if you waiting on the government. I told my bro I make it out the hood and that's a covenant.
Peace, peace. Welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of the Urban X Podcast. Thank you guys for joining us. We're your hosts. I'm Malcolm. This is the artist formerly known as the Black Dad. What's good?
What's good? What's good, Malc? Hope all is well.
Chilling, chilling.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What a time to be alive. Hold on to your seatbelts.
That's for sure.
You know, all of that kind of stuff. All of that stuff going on, man. It's a lot going on.
Absolutely. What's up, everybody? What's up? Sorry for the delay. Yeah, we are a little late. It's okay. It's all right.
Yeah, had to get some things in order. Just get a few things in order, you know.
It's all right. It's all right.
We try to keep the show as fresh as possible and sometimes coordinating what stories will go, how they move. Are they conducive to our audience? The whole nine yards. We try to sprinkle some hood stuff, some politics, some world news. That's what makes us unique in what we do. You know, exactly. We try to bring it all to you in a weekly, bi-weekly report so that you're up to date on some of the things that's going on. We might drop some food alerts, all kind of stuff, you know? Right.
So, real quick, I met somebody today. I was outside. Corey, I think that was his name, stopped me, recognized me. So, shouts out to Corey. That never gets old.
You're never getting recognized out here.
Yeah, yeah, that never gets old. I appreciate it every time somebody sees me, somebody walks up. Totally appreciate it. So, thank you. Thank you, guys.
Okay, I want to send the deepest condolences to Mama Dot, who lost an aunt last week. Oh. And an uncle 2 weeks before that. So Mama Dot has been going through it.
Oh my gosh.
So condolences to Mama Dot and the entire Almeida family.
Yeah.
And so, so Mama Dot has been, going through some things and she's still here holding it down for us. And so we appreciate that. I would also like to send a condolence, deepest condolences to one of our supporters.
Yes.
In the comments section, the wife reached out and said her husband loves our show and he recently made his transition. And I kept hitting up to tell me to give me his name. And I'm not sure if she saw my message. And so deepest condolences to you and your family. And I hope whenever you're missing your husband, you tune into our show as your little ritual and reminder of him and all the greatness that he brought into your life. So I just wanted to make sure we got that out of the way. I want to shout out Jeffrey Hicks. I think he's got a birthday on the 25th or 26th.
And somebody had somebody just celebrated a birthday on the 4th. They turned 48. So shout out to you.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Scott, I appreciate the contributions that you make to the stories we bring here.
Absolutely. Shout out to R. Scott.
So we appreciate it.
Shout out to R. Scott. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's get to some stuff, man. Let's do it.
You ready to get right into it? No roll call today?
Oh, let's do a roll call. My fault. Let's do a roll call because I thought, you know, we was late. Shouts out. Where Baldwin Harbor was good. Where else are y'all at? Elmira, New York was good.
Wilmington, Delaware via the Bronx.
Justice Bourne. I know who that is. Was good.
VA.
Chi-Town, Minneapolis,
okay.
Maryland, Naptown.
Yes.
Huntsville, GA, Aurora. Okay. B-More, Cincy, DMV in the house.
Yes.
West Palm Beach.
Maryland in the building.
My book two, Delaware. All right. South Bronx all day, of course.
All day.
Of course, Shawnee. Okay. Somebody said North Korea. Shouts out to you.
Oklahoma City.
Yeah, New Haven. Thank you guys for joining us here. Thank you.
Malcolm, I also want to acknowledge the celebrations that have been going on around the country for Frankie Beverly.
Oh, those were good. Those
were
dope.
Celebrations, especially the ones in New Orleans, because, you know, they do the marching band behind them, has been astronomical. I've been watching, they've been playing his music in the streets around the world, and tomorrow is All White Day. You know what I'm saying? In acknowledge of Frankie Beverly. And just putting that out there in the universe, somebody's music and contributions that have brought joy to your life needs to be acknowledged. We respect him. We miss him. And so I just wanted to shout that out because I've been watching some of them celebrations and like, man, I wish I was out there, you know, people doing the, you know what I'm saying, the electric slide and just, and people of all ages, it's just amazing. So shout out New Orleans and other places for doing him justice. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, they made a cardboard cutout of him in the coffin. Yeah.
Yes, they put the cardboard cutout.
Yeah.
And they were coming down. Because, you know, in New Orleans, this is a celebration when you make the transition. You know what I mean? It's nothing sad. It's truly a party and celebration. And so that is to be commemorated.
All right.
Yep.
So let's get to some stuff, man. Let's talk.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
All right, if you've been living under a rock somewhere, you know what's going on. We talked about it earlier this week, but there's, you know, more every day, more and more things come out about this whole Diddy situation. A lot of people have put their two cents in on what they think is going on, what they think is going to happen. I think since we last spoke, he was denied bail, so he is in jail. We talked about his bail package on what they were offering up and things in exchange for him to get bail. His bail was denied, so he's actually in jail right now. Like, he's locked up. I'm hearing rumors that he's going through a severe withdrawal right now in jail.
That is key.
So I heard that as well. Now, a lot of people... There's a lot of legal experts out there. There's some hood legal experts out there as well. And they're talking about, I saw this lawyer, right? And he said that the way that the indictment reads is that they're not even going to offer him a plea deal. It's over for him. They said, like, this is a wrap. He said how specific they use their wording means that they have what they need on him and they don't even need to do a plea deal. Like, and they said that apparently the jury saw all the evidence as well. Because the way the feds work, I think the jury is already... I thought that was you.
No.
Not me.
Okay.
But he said he thinks the jury already heard or saw the evidence that is being put against him already. So this is kind of going to be an open and shut thing when it actually goes down.
Do you hear that?
I do. That's not me. Is that?
Do you hear that? Huh? Oh. Jeez, that's my damn phone. Okay, all right.
Everybody throw tomatoes in the...
Yeah, throw everybody tomatoes, That's Odyssey.
In the chat. Everybody throw tomatoes in the chat for Dad, because he was looking at me like, yo, like, you're not gonna get that? Not me.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm old. So, listen.
Yeah.
This thing is so complicated. And when they ran up on him at the hotel, allegedly he had drugs on him, right? Oh. And which means that he's addicted. We know that already.
Yeah.
And so the withdrawal process is enough to drive you crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You understand my point? And then the quality of life that goes from one extreme to the next is enough to drive you crazy.
Yeah.
And the schemers, even though he's in the SHU, you know what I'm saying, which is like, you know, a specific high profile area for, you know, celebrities or criminals, there's still a lot to unpack. Now, his lawyers are going to run with, he was just a freak, you know.
Yeah.
No crime committed here.
Yeah.
I even heard Faison Love say, well, since when has it been a crime to be a freak? And since when has it been a crime to purchase baby oil?
Because Boosie said something similar as well. Like, you know, we all we do is fly girls out. Like, how are you supposed to get them over here and stuff like that?
Well,
and... they don't get paid to think. I'll say that.
Right. And this is what I need you guys to understand. You got to get out of your emotions here. This is not about Diddy having freak-off parties with consensual people. Right?
Yeah.
That's what it seems like. Diddy broke oaths and codes. I need y'all to think bigger than this. Right? By having those tapes on everybody else, it's a secret society. Go back to Eyes Wide Shut, right? When Tom Cruise wasn't supposed to be there to see the things he saw. And they said, you're going to go home if you mention anything about this. The consequences will be dire for you and your family. So for years, those Hollywood elite, whatever, they have had these parties. No big deal. What we do here stays here.
Right.
Right? There are exceptions to those rules. Hugh Hefner was a CIA agent.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly.
I don't care what nobody say. He was working for the CIA. So he, in the Playboy Mansion, had secret cameras everywhere and was getting these politicians with young people, blah, blah, blah. And that became leverage. And that was taught to him from J. Edgar Hoover, who learned it. Watch this. This is crazy. He learned it from the mob, right? The mob was so tired of him pressing them that they knew he was J. Edgar Hoover.
Yep, trying. Right. He was cross dressing all that.
He was a cross dresser, so they filmed them, and that became the leverage in which got them off of his back.
Yeah,
right. Or got him off of their back.
Off of their back. I mean? Yep.
Right.
Yep.
So Hefner, somebody taught it to him. They used it against Dr. King. Mm-hmm. That's how they know he was sniffing cocaine and busting down white women.
Allegedly.
Right? That they send the tape to Coretta and, you know, and was listening in to see the turmoil that was taking place. So these techniques that were used were not, oh, Jeffrey Epstein, right?
Yeah, yep.
They all were using it, but Diddy literally caught them with their pants down.
So,
right?
Real quick, stay there. I need you to stay there real quick, okay?
Yeah.
Because, all right, so we all understand that a person in their sexual environment, that is like the most vulnerable you can kind of see a person.
Yeah.
Right? That is just kind of, it just is, right?
Yes.
So over the past decade or so, it's become more freeing and free and open that every celebrity, you know, like they have sex tape. It's not like novel anymore to see. Do you think that was purposely done? So when a tape of something comes out, we're not shocked?
Yes and no. Okay. Yes, because the climate we live in now, everything is over-sexualized. So by right. seeing a sex tape, but if you see your favorite basketball player getting his back blown out, now we talking something different, right? Or I'm just keeping it, you know, keeping it a bean, right? Or you see barely of age mm-hmm. or underage, because he's not charged with none of that.
Right.
So in my humble opinion, he broke the oath. He broke some codes amongst a group of individuals who like to do things a certain way. Now, that's one aspect of it. And maybe he learned that from Clive Davis, who, you know what I'm saying, who's been in that aspect, you know, for a while. And then there are other moving parts, you know. You know.
What aspect was he in?
Aspect, you know, at the end of that. Right?
Okay.
Clarence Avant,
mm-hmm.
passing away.
Mm-hmm.
Diddy's protection right there. The Ciroc or the Darion company could play a part.
Yeah.
Diddy had all of his leverage, and for 20 something years, he's had people by the balls. Right?
Right.
Now, I told you when we did the podcast, because when it pops off, we pop up, right? That certain systems are too big to fail. And the music industry collectively is coming down, but there are some people who are going to be able to sideswipe.
Yeah.
And because they are too important.
Yeah.
So you're seeing all of this. So, because at the end of the day, if we want to get real rudimentary, the technical, everybody been flying people out. That's trafficking.
Yeah, if you technically, fly a
shorty out, you know, hit her off, while out, that's a crime.
Yeah.
In what world? This has been happening forever.
Right.
The whole RICO system was built to bring down Al Capone.
Yeah.
Right? So, and then they expanded the RICO to mean all kind of weird stuff.
The RICO can literally mean anybody.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? So if they really wanted to get him on a RICO, they could get Diageo on a RICO as well, because you could make the argument that the money that they were paying him was funding his criminal organization. But where do they stop? Right. Where are they going to stop? Exactly.
Right? When we look at Young Thug, who gave Young Thug the startup money? 300.
Kevin Lowes. Yeah, who stepped down?
Leo Cohen.
Mm-hmm.
Who gave Irv Gotti the money to give to Supreme?
Right.
Warner Brothers or Universal.
Right.
Was at the time was Kevin Lowes and Leo Cohen, right? So how, but you notice that they never get caught right. in the whirlwind of things. Diddy overstepped his bounds. He had too much power. He became rogue. And all of your favorite celebrities are all home now biting their nails.
Yeah.
Because what will a desperate man do when they say, we ain't got no, back to your original piece.
Yeah, we don't got no plea.
The only plea is you got to start naming names.
Yeah.
Right? And you got to start naming some real powerful names.
Yeah.
Now, all of these people, let's say, let's get technical, because I'm hearing people saying, well, Jay-Z not going to jail, or this one not going to. If they were all there and they all witnessed any crimes being broken, aren't they complicit?
Right.
Or unless I'm missing something when it comes to RICO. Right? If we business together and they are now proving that our businesses benefited from all of that stuff, then all of this money is dirty money.
See what she did to that. See what she did there.
See what I did there?
See what she did there. Yeah,
Right? So we know, if you're just paying attention, this is a lot deeper. They have to stop this man in hopes that you don't inquire further. But something different is going on, as we spoke about. This whole, look, all of these CEOs, and we'll talk about that, who all resigned on the same day.
Yeah.
Could just be a coincidence. Maybe not. You know what I mean?
I also think that Let's just use our imaginations and say, like, they play by, like, their unwritten rules, right? Like, they all have an agreement as to, you know, what we do here and things like that, and nobody says anything. But if there are leaks coming from your direction, everybody's talking about how crazy Diddy's parties are all of a sudden. Like, it felt like, just guys, think back to last year. It felt like everybody's just all of a sudden talking about his parties now. And then you can go back to our, like, episodes last year. We just kind of, like, we mentioned them just more and more because Jamie Foxx was talking about it, that he goes down, like, whatever happens to him. Like, more and more people were just talking about his parties all of a sudden. So now if the leaks are coming from your vicinity, if we are all in that, you got to go. You're a liability now.
Absolutely.
That could be what we're seeing as well. Just like, all right, man.
We got to clean some things up.
And he's not of use and he has no more influence. People don't realize that. He has, like, really no influence as we thought he did, and probably what they thought he did as well. They probably thought, like, oh, he's Diddy. He got them under control. And they go, I'm like, I don't know.
Diddy ain't had real power since he sacrificed Biggie and Tupac.
Allegedly.
That's what brought him up. Dude, you got to make a sacrifice, right?
Right. Okay,
we already know Clive Davis and him were, you know,
right,
more than friends, right? And say what you want to say, right? And so those two pieces there, now they did a couple of things for him. They showed him he can literally get away with murder, right? What does that dove do for somebody who's already a psychopath? This is the question that I wanted to pose. First of all, I was going to announce after show 500, I got a new podcast coming out called This is the Black Dot, and somebody's got to say it. However, I'm going to debut it tomorrow. All right? And because of the nature of what's going on, I'm going to debut, and that's for members only. Now, I may leak one just to, you know what I'm saying, get this thing rolling. The question I wanted to pose to everyone out there is, now, Malcolm, pay attention to this.
Right.
If I told you you can have 30 years of everything you've ever imagined on Earth, private jets, fancy foods, orgies, notorieties, keys to the city, private jets, all of that for 30 years, and then it was all going to end. How many people would take that deal? Now, I'm not speaking in retrospect. The reason I say that is because we're watching young people now who have been influenced by that behavior crash out for 5 years.
Less than that.
Less than that. To have 2 or 3 years of notoriety, either go to the grave, come get me, or go do 40 years because they have been programmed to think that is the rite of passage. So imagine having 30 years, you knocking down every supermodel you ever wanted, you sitting there in fine hotels, you got bodyguards, 30, do you know how long that is?
Yeah, I'm 31.
Whole, nigga, that's your age.
Yeah, I'm 31,
been doing
yeah.
This since you've been born. Yeah. Side note, quiz quest piece for you, Malcolm, something you didn't know. Back in the day, 1993, 1994, your moms ran up on P. Diddy on my behalf.
Oh, really?
She ran up on him and was like, yo, you need to sign, because me and Rameek had the Leatherhead group, and yeah. He came to one of our showcases to hear okay. Us perform before he started Bad Boy.
Oh.
And your moms ran right up on his ass and was like, yo, this group getting ready to perform here is crazy. Uh-huh. You need to, you know what I mean? So shout yeah. out to your moms.
Yeah, shout out to mom.
Some things you didn't know. You can ask her about it. She'll tell you.
Yeah, I'll ask her. She's been keeping up more on the show lately. So okay. She's been calling me, and now so like this is how far back she is though. She's just now asking me what the hell happened between Kendrick and Drake. So I'm explaining that to her on her lunch breaks.
Yeah, and, she's a little yeah. far back. She yeah, also she considered her, yeah. taking an assistant job for P. Diddy. This is when he first started, before all the craziness started. He was looking for interns. You was just born, so she couldn't pull it off. But, you know, he was looking for a high, fast, energetic, this, yeah. that. Lucky she didn't.
Hmm? Yeah, fact. Yeah.
Okay, clap that up for mama. Mama makes some good decisions. Stay with a little bus driver. Stay with a little bus driver. You know. Stay with a little bus driver, you know. All right, so that's the question I pose. How many people would trade that life in? That's 30 years.
Right, that's a really good question.
Really good question. Okay.
That's a really good question, yeah.
And it's something...
Especially if you don't know if you're going to live that long. Like, it's just kind of like...
Dude, you know what I mean?
That's like a Black Mirror prediction. You know what I mean? Like, what,
these kids today, yeah. under the programming of get this money at all costs, get rich or die trying... balling mm-hmm. out. I want to be in the club celebrating mediocrity. Because that's what we do. We right. pop bottles we can't afford. We go to clubs we can't afford. We do all of these things in celebration of nothing. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you told, I guarantee you, maybe not so much of the older individuals, we cut from a different cloth.
Yeah.
Because when we grew up, sure, we didn't have things, but it didn't control our happiness. Or what, we went out and played and hung out. We shared slices of pizza down the middle. We bought 50 cent fried rice. You know, we played. We did everything. We went to other people's house with a note to eat. But we all came out and had a good time. And it wasn't until the rappers showed up and started telling us that we was poor that a lot of this shit started to change. So the blood of a lot of this is on the hand of these individuals who began to prioritize that glamorous life to the point that this generation is willing to risk it all and crash out for 4 years.
Yeah.
Remember that little young dude who killed his own mother for the insurance yeah. money so yeah. he could be balling out.
Yeah.
Whoa. Right?
Right.
And so
right.
it's something to think about when Diddy has had 30 years, but hasn't really done anything influential in the last 15, maybe even yeah. more. Right?
Yeah.
Tomorrow, when I go through, you know, somebody's got to say it, we'll peel it back layer by layer.
Okay.
You know, things of that nature.
All right. All right, cool. So, all right. Yeah. Let's keep an eye on that. So now, Let's talk about some of these CEOs that are stepping down. I have kind of a short list here. If you hear that, my son is giving his mom.
That sounds like Noble is not ready to go to bed.
He is not. So the TD Bank CEO is retiring. The Nike CEO stepped down.
Mm.
An Orlando Airport CEO announced his resignation. The entire board for the 23andMe company, they stepped down. The only one who is there is the sister of the former YouTube CEO who just passed away. I forget her name. She's the only one that stood. So something crazy must have happened to that for all of them to step down.
Yeah.
Now, as you said before, this could be, and we talked about Kevin Lyles as well. Now, this could be
two more record executives, one from Japan and somewhere else
from Sony.
Sony stepped down.
Sony, yes. They stepped down as well. Now, those could be coincidence, right? Because Nike CEO, their stocks price fell. They lost a lot of revenue. We talked about some of the partnerships that they cut out to try to go direct
with Foot Locker and other stuff.
Foot Locker and stuff like that. So that could be a very well explanation. Mm-hmm. However, some of these other ones, I don't know. The timing, it is weird.
It's weird.
We wouldn't be doing our job if we didn't just raise eyebrow.
Yes. Let me shout somebody out. Word is born. Thank you. I love my extended family. Thank you for getting me through these tough times.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate the support. Right. Here's the thing. These things seem like isolated, but what if these people were at the parties? What if these people are going to be forced to testify because you either testifying for the defendant or the prosecution? What if their names have come up? I don't know. Or maybe it's just, again, remember, this Diddy situation got you looking this way. And meanwhile, your whole world or the infrastructure that we have been used to is coming down. And, you know, black folk, we can't walk and chew gum at the same time. And so all of our energy is over here dealing with Diddy's situation and how nasty Diddy is. And yet all around you, the world that you know it is collapsing. Remember, we always said when they got you looking this way, it's always important that you keep your eyes on other things going on so that you don't get sucked into a whirlwind, especially with this digital whirlwind. You can go through a digital wormhole now, and it might be weeks before you come out of it. You know? Don't worry. Noble is a part of the aesthetics.
Yeah, he was. It was just very loud. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But
we can't hear him that loud.
What was I gonna say? But so the last time all of these CEOs stepped down, you guys remember what happened?
Yes.
It was a global pandemic. The last time there was a mass resignation of a lot of these CEOs, like they knew something we didn't.
Yeah.
Now the Fed just cut interest rates. I think
they said it hadn't been that low in years.
In years. So they just cut. So they're trying to get the economy like kind of kickstarted again, even though that kind of contradicts what Kamala Harris was just saying about how strong the economy was. You wouldn't need to do that if it was that strong. That's just another conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But so this could be something to that effect. Like you said, something serious could be happening to where they could be making a switch and everybody knows. Some people could be on tapes because who knows, right?
No. A lot of people are on tape.
These people don't look like they'll go to a Diddy party, though. You know what I mean?
Well, Diddy crossed all... Listen, he wasn't just throwing hip-hop parties. He had a deal with the NBA. You remember that? All the NBA parties during All-Star Weekend, he sponsored them parties. He sponsored them parties. You saw him with Obama and Michelle when they won. He's, you know, there bigging them up. He had the Vote or Die campaign. And so Diddy crosses... Listen, you got to remember, when you are a shining light... Right?
Right.
And so like a moth to a flame, right? So when you are shining light, Your influence can be used. And I keep telling you guys, they allow some goyim to, they harness the power of certain goyims more than other goyims. Mm-hmm. And so Diddy became that goyim, him mm-hmm. and his boy Sean. Mm-hmm. Now his man Sean moves a little bit more, you know, clandestine with his joint.
Yeah, yeah.
I can pull up 150 pictures of them together.
It's true.
Right? Been in a lot of parties together.
Yeah.
Birds of a feather. You can call it anything you want to say, right? And if you notice what Sean Carter is doing now, he's trying to move with the movie, I mean, the NFL, you know, owners, elite. He's trying to move in a different circle now. And maybe they have granted him immunity, right?
Yeah, because he's left hip hop behind. And I was talking earlier about this with somebody on Twitter. He's left, him and his wife, they've left like the culture behind a while ago, right? They just kind of do their own thing.
Be careful, because these people love Jay-Z.
I understand. And that is another, like, another point that kind of fascinates me, because he hasn't, like, he only comes in when he needs a boost of whatever he's about to launch. So he comes in, he has something he's about to launch and he needs kind of good favor. He throws out a whack verse because he hasn't put out a good verse in like 8 years. But that's neither here nor there. But him and his wife, that's why a lot of things that they've been launching haven't been landing with the people, because their influence isn't the same either. And they've just kind of left hip hop. And that's fine. Do what you want. That's your money. That's your life. Do what you want. But the ties that people still have to them, like what they do, their success helps us in our community. It bugs me out.
It really bugs me out, because I can't, I'm writing it down on paper. I don't know what the contributions any of these niggas has made to us as a culture.
Yeah.
Other than drugs, alcohol, the denigration of women, and getting in bed with the enemy.
Yeah.
Because they have people, you get people saying, well, you know, if Diddy didn't do that with the liquor people, man, they just didn't want to see a black man rise. Now, just from my perspective, I wouldn't care if the house nigga or the slave master was whipping my ass. I'm still getting my ass whipped. And that's the problem black people have, right? We will protect house niggas because they look like us.
Yeah.
And that ass whipping that they give us is the same. Sometimes it's a harder ass whipping because they trying to impress the slave master. They trying to let you know. So that whole Boule clique, right, that are afforded. And when we say house nigga, don't think a literal house, but a house of cards. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? In which they get to play in. And so we have a tendency to big up them because for some weird mentality, we're successful because these people are doing something and they're doing absolutely nothing for you. What I won't do, and that's why I'm going to start my podcast tomorrow, because somebody got to say it. I will never insult my own intelligence. Now, when they insult my intelligence, I get where they're going with it. Yeah. I will never insult my own intelligence and say P. Diddy, Sean Carter, Snoop, any of these niggas have done anything for me. You can do as you please and stand up and fight and say, well, how do we make it? You are delusional.
Right.
These goyim have been handpicked to do exactly what they are doing. And if you get in bed with the cartel, you know that's not going to end well. Right, Malcolm?
Right. right. Yeah.
Now, stop thinking just drug cartel. If you get in bed with the movie cartel, the music industry cartel, the fashion cartel, the liquor, they're all cartels. And when you reach a certain level in that, you see that they don't play.
Yeah.
Right? And it never ends well, especially for a black man, because you are just a goyim, a magical talisman that they have used to keep people partying and bullshitting, especially black people. That's all I want to say about that.
Yeah. Real quick, somebody asked if we're running a sale on the membership. Look, we are running a sale. It is only 33 cents a day for 30 days. That's the sale.
The membership is 33 cents a day. Comes out to
$10. That's the membership. Yeah. That is it.
Our membership, unlike other membership, is not just more of us. We got brothers in there talking about mushrooms. We got sisters talking about cooking classes. We got people in there talking about spirituality. We got Arnold Asoro, who's doing a Diddy breakdown for me right now as we speak. That'll be for the members. And so we decided to not make the membership just about us. That's easy. Yeah. We wanted to make the membership about community things along with our morning meetup that you can come in and you can get. And I guarantee you it's well worth 33 cents a day. That I can guarantee you.
Yeah. So UrbanX.nyc. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back with some more stuff.
Yeah, we got stuff. A lot of stuff to cover.
We got a lot of stuff to cover, so we'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Peace.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
To our podcast listeners, please rate and review this podcast for us because it helps our podcast grow and we need all the support we can get. We thank you for your continued support. Now back to the number one father and son podcast.
And we're back.
And we are back. And I want to reiterate this membership.
Oh, real quick. I have to say this, though. It had come to our attention that there were a lot of people who purchased a membership previously. The payment failed for whatever reason. We don't judge it. Whatever reason. And still had access to the membership. Ladies and gentlemen, we got them. Everybody's out.
We got them, sir. They're going down.
You were skating through, it's over. You know, it was cool while it lasted, but it's over.
Instead of a freak off, this was called the peak off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Niggas was in there peeking.
Yeah. So
without paying.
If you realize, like, oh snap, something's up. Yeah. It's a wrap. It's okay though.
It's all right.
You can still join. Still join. You know what I'm saying?
It's a powerful, powerful membership. Y'all think Mama Dot just sitting back here laughing. You go to that morning meetup, Mama Dot be in there quarterbacking that. Going to work.
Also, you know what I mean? Also, you just saw that last commercial with me, if you're watching right now. You just saw the last commercial with the online business blueprint. We're talking about what we're adding to the membership. Guys, every piece of business content is going back into the membership. At no extra charges, straight into membership. You are a paying member. You got it.
You heard that? If you are a paying member, Jermaine Lightfoot, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, man.
All of the business classes, courses, clips will be in there at no extra cost to you. We kept the price at $10. Of course, there are some people who are grandfathered in. But $10, there's no sliding prices. We kept it that way because we understand you got other memberships, this and that. We have no sponsorships. We got no big deals. You are what keep us in business. So when we talk about getting it out the mud, out of the dirt, it is a community-based podcast. A lot of people don't know about us, but the ones that do, they know about us. And they support us. And we're about to take it to a whole nother level.
Yeah. Yeah.
I promise you.
All right. So, all right. Let's get some more
Mama
stuff.
Doc, could you shout out my daughter? Hey, Jemiya Hicks. Happy birthday today, Jemiya
Happy
Hicks.
Happy birthday.
All right. UX90, Urban X. She a member, see what I'm saying?
See? Real quick, this guy, Shohei Ohtani, he just became the first player to put up a 50-50 season. 50 home runs, 50 stolen bases. Goddamn.
Yeah, goddamn. 50-50 club.
That is
lucky
insane.
For Jay-Z, he got rid of the 40-40 clubs.
Yeah.
Because that was exclusive back then. It's the 50-50 club now. Japanese dude done took this to a whole nother level. And I'm pretty sure there's going to be some geometry behind that.
Yeah. All right, so hit the button. Let's go.
Let's go.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
So in other like hip-hop news, Nelly is being sued by his old gang, the Saint Lunatics. Ali, Murphy Lee, Kiwan, and City Spud. They've come together because they're suing Nelly over unpaid publishing and not getting any credit for contributing on Nelly's debut album, Country Grammar, that sold 10 million copies. God damn.
Okay, the question I asked immediately is, why did they wait this long?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's always kind of been out there. He didn't write none of that stuff, or he didn't write a lot of it. He got help. And because he got on, they said, I bet, you know, we riding with you.
And so then he got on and he closed the door behind him.
Yeah, he was like, all right, niggas. Yeah, I mean, he got with, he stayed with a lot of them, like Murphy Lee and them. But, like, I guess, like, after a while, he just was just, you know, get out of here.
I'm this only is asking from, that now because after all of this time, what year did that come out, Malcolm? 20 years ago?
2002, maybe?
Yeah, a long time.
Yeah.
And you're going to wait all of this time to sue him now when all that money is probably spent already?
It is definitely spent. It's over. That is
that's
gone.
That's why I don't get, if you're not going to sue right away, like, within a year or two time, okay, you on, homie. What's up with us? But because he kept them on a string, he was giving them trinkets, maybe buy somebody a car, and this and that, as they do, you know. And so I don't know where that's going now, because I ain't got no more money on it. I done spent the money.
Yeah.
You know?
That's tough. First, the Fat Boys breakup. Man, jeez.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they were, the Fat and Boys break up.
They were childhood friends as well. So that's rough. That's rough.
It always happens that way. You start out together. Yeah. They isolate the one that they can use. And then the rest of them is dead weight because you start seeing them checks and be like, damn, I got to split this eight ways. When I could just split this amongst myself, I'm the main guy. I'm on already. Y'all guys ain't really signed no contracts per se. Y'all just on fame.
Real quick, shout out to the chat. He got $50 million for his publishing last year.
Oh.
That's why he waited.
Yeah. Okay, now that changed the ballgame.
Yeah.
$50 million for that publishing. And where's my cut? No, you damn right.
Yeah.
You damn right. And Nelly, let's be clear. Didn't he slide that credit card down the crack of that black woman's ass? Remember that?
Yes, in tip drill. Yes, yes.
In tip drill, right? I told you these people, they never retreat. And because we didn't go, wait, that's a bit too far. I don't care if it's on night TV.
It was on
Malcolm,
uncut.
But this is my point.
You're right.
My point is, I wouldn't give a shit where it was. If we as a community don't say, all right, that's a bit too much, then what happens is they continue to do it more and more and more. And you know what I'm saying? Shout out Gorilla Prince, the experience.
First off, shouts out real quick. Shout out to Skylar Bell, who is the number one transfer receiver in the nation right now.
It's the God. It's my
young
nephew.
Wide receiver number one on UConn. Number one, like, receiver right now, transfer wise. But yeah, he's putting up numbers. So shout
putting
out
up the numbers. So right? So when we don't say no, we're saying yes. And it's been downhill ever since. Now, I'm not going to say it started with the credit card, and we can go back further and further. But remember, the further and further they move, these people, they don't retreat.
Yeah,
they'll take a few blasts, and then they keep it coming.
I forget what video I was watching that, like, when I saw it, like when I was younger, that was just like, yo. But now it's just like, this was so regular. You know what I mean? Like, wow.
Dude,
compared to what's now.
I'm not
going to
lie. The credit card down, the crack of the ass was demoralizing for me. Okay?
That was crazy.
It was like, her ass is a slot machine. Like, I'm paying for it. It's so many goddamn
entendres
in that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you know me, I'm fidgety. I got to keep swiping my shit. I got to. Then I have to.
You got to wipe it?
Hold on, boo. Hold on. You're going to get your money. I got your money.
I got your money.
I got your money.
You're going to get your money.
I'm going to call my bank.
We were talking. That's funny. We were talking about CEOs that stepped down. But we got to talk about this. Red Lobster CEO brought them back because they were about to file. They were in Chapter 11 bankruptcy. They successfully exited bankruptcy now. They're making a comeback.
That's with the cheddar biscuits, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
All right? Yeah. No cheddar biscuits is all right.
The new CEO is a 35-year-old dude named Demola. I don't know how to say his last name. I don't want to ruin that. But he promises better service, better food, better interiors, but no more $20 unlimited shrimp. He said, y'all was wildin'.
Not only was you wildin',
yeah.
Dude, shrimp is like the roach of the goddamn SeaWorld. Y'all niggas was in there eating unlimited roaches. And you talking to a nigga who eat cat, dog, bird, I eat all that shit. But I don't eat shrimp, goddamn it. That's where I draw the line. But fellas, you got them hood boogers, Red Lobster, she ain't never been nowhere. You know, that's like a Chinese place you sit down and eat at. She's highly impressed. Oh my God, girl, what I tell you, he took me to Red Lobster. And my girl, it's so many choices. They sell these biscuits. He just told them to keep bringing biscuits. Honey, I didn't, you know, shit. Anything you want, boo, more biscuits? Bring more biscuits. 20 for 20, 2 for 20, you know? Yeah, yeah. So, make it happen.
All right, hit the button.
Hit the button.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Now, another part of the world, I think in Lebanon this happened, Israel intelligence, they were able to pull off like a movie style attack on Hezbollah, who are their enemies and things like that. They were able to set off like 2,800 beepers that exploded and I think killed 9 people, injured a bunch of other people, obviously.
Thousands
of people. And this all kind of happened simultaneously. And there were people like, you know, the people of the, you know, real estate persuasion here, like Michael Rapaport, who were hype about it, who were celebrating it, and who were like, and it was, first of all, that's nuts.
Yeah.
So they were able to do that with beepers. Beepers. So imagine what they could do with a damn iPhone. That's just me.
Yeah.
That's just what my thinking went.
When you want to know about the unknown, what do we study? We study the known, baby. If you can do that with backward technology and a beeper, can you imagine what can take place in a cell phone, an iPad, ear pods? Dude. And we know Israeli technology is extremely advanced. I send you and Mama Dot a picture of their latest, which was the fly. You saw the fly?
Yeah. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That can take pictures. And this is the level of nanotechnology that they're using. And we all need to be on alert because we all have these electronic devices in our pocket that do those scalar waves, right? They can send them vibrations to heat things up, and next thing you know, you injured or dead.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff. And for Rappaport to be celebrating that, it just shows you the nature of some of these individuals.
Because there were people who got bystanders who got hurt. So that is somebody, I saw a great meme. It said, when it's Israeli, it's intelligence. When it's somebody else, it's a terrorist act.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more with that. Though, this is going on. This whole Israeli thing, Palestine. This is going on almost 11 months. It's about to be a year soon, and that kind of flew.
Yes.
Flew.
So. Yes, and when you tie that in to, like you said, all of these CEOs, because the last time, because we was on it. The last time the mass exodus of CEOs happened, we had a world crisis.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So do not get caught with your pants down at a Diddy party all oiled up when other things of more significance are going on in the world.
We got to talk, man, because people have read that indictment. They've read the accounts. You know what I'm saying? They understand what he's being charged for. And the only thing black people read was 1,000 bottles of baby oil. That's the only thing people are talking about. I'm just
like, Malcolm,
come on.
Do you know how long one bottle of baby oil lasts?
No, that's a fact.
Yeah,
that is a fact.
You put a little bit out in your hand and you grab up everything.
I saw another theory that the baby oil is code for something else.
KY.
No. Something else that...
What does it rhyme with?
It starts with an A.
I like to buy a vowel.
The AD.
I'm a little slow.
All right, it's all right. We can talk about
it. I like to call a friend.
That Chrome. That's thank you in the chat.
Whoa. Well, if he had that much, dude, No. I ain't buying that. You know why? If he had that much AD, he's the kingpin of the world.
Yeah.
They would nowhere near put him. They'd be like, ugh. However, now I can get to pull my shoulder out a little bit. Those IVs might have been code, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
AD. Like, you know, because, like, dude, how much you was doing?
Somebody said, yo, Megabill, shout out. Somebody said Google Chrome. That's a good one.
I like that. Google Chrome. Right?
That's a good one. We use that.
Right?
Okay.
That much Google Chrome you got?
Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
You the world kingpin, because if you see the skin of these people, but you, Malcolm, you might be onto something. These parties may have been Google Chrome parties, X parties, a number of things going on at these. Whoa.
Listen, man, I couldn't take credit for that. I saw somebody said that, and that's got to thinking like maybe.
But that'd be a lot of Google Chrome, because I remember it was a shortage of that, allegedly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, some people's skin started looking like, oh, man. Now, watch this. The handler or the bodyguard, Fahim Muhammad, remember him?
Yes.
The one who was there when Michael Jackson died.
Yes.
He was Michael Jackson's security with no prior security experience. He's got a degree in real estate or something, right? Remember, when allegedly somebody was injured in Diddy's house, they call him.
Yes, right.
They told people, contact him. He can make things and people go away, right?
Okay.
And we were scratching our head like, and there was a news special on him for his son's 13th birthday. If you remember this, he gifted him 40 acres of land.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm not pulling my shoulder out with this, right? Hmm. I may be off on the acre amount, but watch this.
Okay.
Do you know where the acres of land was? Right
no.
next to the Mexican border.
Oh.
He bought all of that desolate land. You literally could see the wall, or when the immigrants are coming over the wall. Why would you buy land that close?
Hmm.
Now we're getting into the trafficking, right? Now
okay.
you got prime land. When the people jump over the fence, guess what they're on now? They're on your land. And so now we're getting into the enterprise of trafficking. Google Chrome, X, graping, harvesting, satanic. Man, then this show is over. We out of here.
Somebody say your shoulder twitching.
Yeah, yeah. My shit is just on its own now. This shit is crazy. But think about that strategically.
Yeah.
Right? You buy a whole bunch of land where a whole bunch of people who don't exist, who can't be accounted for, right? You connected to Michael Jackson. You connected to Diddy. Diddy's having all these parties. Bruh, we connecting dots here.
We connecting dots. Real quick, apparently Kim Porter's book actually came out.
I'm hearing that all of that's coming out as well. I'm hearing. I don't know.
Yeah, it's called, it's a memoir, 60 pages. It's called, what's the, I had the name. Oh, Kim's Lost Words. That's what it's called.
Wow.
Kim's Lost Words.
And somebody is actually publishing that?
Apparently it was published September 6th.
And that came out under the radar? September 6th. Why does that date sound familiar? That's the date Tupac was shot.
Apparently that's the date. And there's a collection of diary entries that Kim left.
Anything this incriminating?
Him with underage boys, and an underage boy that is a household name now, pop star. He didn't say who. So we can use our imagination as to who. This is according to the Daily Mail, by the way.
Okay. Yeah. Now I'm talking about to go down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyhow.
Keep your eyes on that.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
YouTuber, biggest YouTuber in the world, Mr. Beast and Amazon, they are both being sued by contestants of Mr. Beast's, he had like a game show in which he was kind of recreating the Squid Games, and he is being sued by some of the participants. Some people had health conditions. They weren't allowed to go to the bathroom. They weren't allowed to eat. They didn't get paid.
But is that the premise of the game?
No, well, not going to the bathroom and stuff like that. Like if you are, this isn't a real life Squid Games, if you've seen the show.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, They're saying, and then remember, this has happened a few weeks ago. A lot of his former employees came out and exposed his whole operation, essentially.
Gotcha.
So he has been having a bad year.
A bad year. Okay.
Been having a bad year. He's getting sued. He's getting exposed. A lot of people who loved him at once in a while, like, you know, and even me, I'm not subscribed to him, but when people would get mad at like him, like, giving like free surgeries, getting paying for like surgeries for eye surgeries and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, that's dope. Like, how could you hate on that? But it's always something about
Malcolm,
these people.
First of all, shout out. We got 2,000 people in the live tonight.
Shout out to you guys.
Shout out to you guys. Appreciate you. Under the guise of doing charitable things, that's when you let your guard go, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
There are grifters in our community who do amazing services. We'll talk about that one day, right? And so that's how you let your guard down, because that's the way the devil works. The devil don't just come and take. The devil gives. The devil will fatten you up. And so with a name like Mr. Beast, right? Which I was always Crawley energy to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was always curious about the name. Absolutely. You're right. You're right.
Him giving draws more people and sheds a light on him that he looks noble.
Yeah.
No pun intended. Right?
Yeah.
And in that is how they get you. So don't be surprised when niggas in the hood been doing it for years. The rappers, athletes, they come through. They don't build real infrastructure. They hand out turkeys. They give parties. And they give school book bags. And if you are hungry, and that's another thing, if you are vibrating on your two lower chakras, right? And I create a manifesto that helps you survive only based on those two chakras. Get money any way you can, fuck these bitches in their body, shootouts, yada, you know what I mean? That manifesto, under the guise of great music, is enough to put enough people in a trance that it can transform paradigms. And that's what we've seen over the last 50 years. The minute the music and the message starts moving above into the sacral plexus, heart chakra, and above, it's the energy is different there because it requires more of yourself to be accountable for your actions and ways. Right? Our biggest excuse is we down here, they left us down here, we're gonna make it happen anyway. And it's a big part of our community that resonate there. So making stripper music, making trap music, making drug music is all of a lower vibration. But what they do is they put it in a manifesto that says, well, I don't do that no more. But that's the blueprint to get where I am. And we have a generation of people who've done that. And back to Mr. Beast, whatever his mission is, because I'm going to tell you, bro, this is all about ex-trafficking and human trafficking.
Yeah, that's
all the way around the board. You can't avoid it.
And that's what I'm learning, bro.
No part of the human experience goes without being consumed. It's the body. It's the mind. It's the soul. It's the organs, it's the blood, it's the butthole, everything. You see what I'm saying? Everything is consumed because the entities that have kept us trapped here, that's their food and they gotta be fed. We can give you all that material shit you want to fly around, all that's, we can make that happen in the blink of an eye. And in fact, we can get the people who love you to help you accelerate the process by watching your videos and praying for you to be successful.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan didn't just win by himself. All of you niggas was in on it. By giving your energy to him, and he tapped in and became the greatest. We are all complicit to some degree. So, what I'm going to be talking about tomorrow is we are all on trial tomorrow. When Diddy's trial start, well, the trial don't start tomorrow. We are all on trial because we sat back as a collective and we allowed it to happen.
All right.
And that's what I mean by somebody's got to say it. That's the name of the new podcast. It's the Black Dot. Somebody's got to say it. All right. It's going to be in the membership. Somebody has got to say it. Enough is enough, Malcolm.
All right. So before we go to commercial break real quick, Kevin Hart closed all four of his vegan restaurants abruptly. And I want to know why. I saw some people commenting and saying that the food wasn't good and it was way too expensive. Well,
that could be a start. He had these black buns that look weird. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't hear nobody really talking about it as if it was really good food. And so he may have gotten into a venture, because, you know, Shaq do that all the time. But Shaq is smart. Shaq get on what is already rolling.
Yeah, yeah. He just put his name to some shit. He not starting
He not doing
himself.
No startups. Yeah. And Kevin Hart ain't even a vegan. So I don't know what that was about, trying to tap into the Hotep market and create, you know, food for Hotepers or something.
It was, but like, because like, even like Slutty Vegan, like it's a vegan restaurant, but it's like, it has its own like energy.
It's got its own, first of all, she's calling it Slutty Vegan, right? So she's tapping into a lower vibration energy, but she's speaking about, you know, food that's the alternative, and you come in, we got a virgin. Yeah. Them motherfuckers was loud in there. Them motherfuckers was loud. But then they ain't hitting
I was just like,
I was like, if you motherfuckers don't stop and just give me my food so I can fuck up out of here.
Yeah, I was just like, yeah, then
get slutty sauce coming. We got a virgin.
What did
team.
I order? I ordered the dance hall queen, like with no cheese. And she's like, dance hall queen, no panties. I was like, what?
Dance hall queen, no panties on it. I'm like, you just give me my food so I can fuck up out of here. Right? But that's their thing, you know.
That's the thing,
Did you hear that Thames is a 29-year-old virgin? Did you hear that?
I don't believe it.
Is she saving herself?
Did she say that?
No, just saying.
All right, black people, man, y'all can get a post and some white letters above it and y'all believe anything.
I'm just asking.
Let her say that.
It could be possible. I don't know.
Whatever.
Anywho.
All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We have some bills to pay. Don't go anywhere. Hit the like button. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? Before we get back to the show, I want to ask a quick favor. Could you please rate and review this podcast? It'll really help the podcast grow, and we truly appreciate all you guys for taking the time out to listen to us. So let's get back to the show. And we are back.
We are back.
Thank you guys for joining us tonight.
We thank you.
Yes, yes.
We thank you. We thank you. Let's get them likes up. We almost got 1,000 likes today. That helps with the algorithms.
It gets us out there. We appreciate it.
It gets us out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so we appreciate the support.
Guys, I have some news to tell you.
Uh-oh.
I have some news. For the people who have been following me on my 75 hard journey, I failed. I hurt myself at the gym. I hurt myself at the gym, man.
Oh,
and like,
yeah.
Like, it's I couldn't really make my gym days. So, yeah, I got to start all over after I healed. It was my pec. I was benching. I tried to get one more, and it didn't feel right. It didn't feel right.
Yeah, Malcolm.
And then I lowered the weight, and then it still didn't feel right. And then, like, you know, I went home, iced it, and I was doing, like, regular stuff. Like, I was, you know, moving laundry, and it still hurt. I was like, okay, I did something wrong here. So I asked one of my boys, was like a bodybuilder. I'm like, bro, what's up? He was just like, because I asked him, like, you know, what to do? He was like, you're just going to have to stay off of it. Like, don't do anything. Like, strenuous, you know, pushing or pulling, it's going, you know,
because it's gonna need time to kind of heal. But
yeah, I went
still need
30
you.
Days,
wait a minute,
man.
Still drink your water, still read
your
books.
Yeah, I'm still doing that.
Still
keep
your diet in order.
Yeah,
if you can get out and do some walking to clear your mind, still do it.
The journey
has to continue in different ways.
Yeah, I haven't drank alcohol, like even on my birthday. Like I literally did none of that stuff. So I've been good with that. It's just the workouts. I have to kind of just heal up a little bit, but you know, I don't want to rush it.
The heal up has to take a while, because as soon as it don't hurt, don't mean it's healed.
That's what that's actually what I did.
Yeah.
Because
okay, gotcha.
I tweaked it Thursday and then I went to the gym. I tweaked it Thursday and it started feeling good, whatever. I was still like doing like light stuff. And then Monday, I said, I feel strong. I'm about to lift everything in this. And then hurt myself.
Well, I want to commend your transparency, because that's what we do. Listen, guys, in our morning meetups, man, which is the most amazing meetup on Sundays, we get in there and Everybody has a platform to speak their mind, their piece. We're transparent, but we lift each other up when somebody, you know, has a setback. And the last Sunday of every month is all women on one side and it's all us fellas. And let me tell you, when you want to hear some vulnerable fellas who need advice on something and you need different men's perspectives, like Malcolm can give a young perspective, I can give a perspective. We got elders who've been through. Bro, it is magical.
It is
magical. And so I appreciate the transparency because that just, you know, you're human. You know what I mean? And you're on your journey and you took it too far. And it was a price to pay for it.
And again, the consequences to every action. So I can say, like, in retrospect, the last, like, 30 days, I was kind of going through the motions when it came to stretching.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't really taking that seriously. And now I'm 31, and I don't know what happened, but it's stuff that I'm feeling the same. You know what I mean? Like, I ran after Noble one time, and I thought I'd pull something one day. I was like, all right, something got to give.
Ashim said he understands, but Troy ain't having it.
Yeah, facts. So
that's a membership joke.
Yeah. So, yeah. But I'm back at it, you know.
Okay.
Still doing the other stuff.
Get that other stuff done, man. You know?
Yeah. All right, hit the button.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Did you guys see Michael Eric Dyson get put on blast?
No, I did not.
Oh, my gosh. This was so funny. Hold on. So, let me find it. So, apparently, he was trying to get with this white woman who he called basically a racist and a white supremacist. He texted her like, listen, girl, listen, I think we look good together and nobody got to know. And she put him on blast. She had text messages and everything. Hold on, let me actually get
what?
Yeah. Let me get his name.
My milk of magnesia. My Nubian sister. Can you tap that white woman right there? My milk of magnesia. Wow.
Yeah, he said when the devil made you, he broke the mold.
He broke the mold.
Congressman Nancy Mace. She entered in congressional record her messages from Michael Eric Dyson from a CNN panel, who he called her a white supremacist during an on-air when she mispronounced Kamala Harris's name. He called her white supremacist.
I remember that.
And then she said, oh, I don't think he cares about me calling mispronouncing anybody's name, and put up screenshots. And yeah.
That's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
That is super embarrassing. Now, that's worse than Umar with the conscious stripper. At least he kept it Nubian. You know what I mean? Nubian conscious stripper. You know what Empress. I'm saying? Me and you can make beautiful love babies together. Right? At least he was Nubian, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, dude, you taking down a hillbilly? Michael Eric Dyson, you taking down a hillbilly? Nah, son.
That you called a white supremacist. That's hilarious.
That's, see? All these people on TV lying.
It's wrestling. It's WWE. Legit. Yeah, it's legit wrestling. And he definitely played himself. So I thought that was funny.
Yeah. Yeah. That's hilarious.
the Redskins, the Blackfeet, is that his name? The Blackfeet tribes or his ancestors or something like that?
Yeah, the Blackfeet tribe.
Or his descendants.
Yeah.
They want the Redskin logo back with the Washington football team, because you remember they got... You know, they got rebranded as Washington team, then Washington Commanders. And now they want to go back to the Redskins. Or they want them to go back to the Redskins. What do you think about that?
Well, because they want to be able to keep the legacy alive. Then what was all the bullshit about from the beginning?
I don't think it was from them.
Oh, it wasn't from them. Oh.
It was from everybody else. Because same thing with, like, Aunt Jemima, where, like, everybody's saying, that's racist, you need to change it. And they're going, oh, okay. But the family was just like, no, keep that.
Keep that because that's a part of our legacy. I get it. So Blackfoot's family or whatever saying, we want his image, the Redskins' image, back on the helmet.
Right.
You know, to keep that energy alive.
Yeah.
And I'm confused because my thing is, if the family had stood up from the beginning, maybe they could have quelled, you know.
So this all happened when white people who felt bad about racism or sexism, homophobia, whatever, where they would tell the people who were supposedly oppressed that they were wrong about how they were feeling.
Mm.
So they would tell you, like, no, you don't know what you're talking about. You're oppressed. And you're going, well, no, I'm not. Like, no, you don't know what you're talking about. They're racist.
Right.
That's like what was happening around that time. So I don't know if that could have worked. I don't know.
Got you. Well, I grew up with this logo on the helmet. And the Commanders, when I be picking my teams, I damn near forget who they are. I'm like, the Commanders. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Washington. Yeah. And
speaking
so,
of picking teams, I'm up right now. I just want y'all to know.
Okay, it's early, bro. This is marathon. It's not a sprint. I got 14 weeks to get in that ass. I will win as I always do.
Man, I'm just saying. I told you I was taking this serious from jump this time. That's all I'm going to say.
All right, just have my money when it's all said and done. But back to this Redskins thing. Aunt Jemima wanted her name back. Mm-hmm. Did Uncle Ben's? Wasn't he out there too, Uncle Ben?
No, I think Uncle Ben's is still on there.
Uncle Ben's still on the rice?
Yeah, I think
okay, so. Okay, so, yeah, these, you know what it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, hit the button.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
So there's a UFC fighter who is... I saw this on TMZ, who is giving lessons at Harvard, giving self-defense lessons to Jewish organizations at Harvard. That's nasty.
Oh, yeah, my stomach. Yeah.
Yeah. Who is giving self-defense lessons to these Jewish organizations because there's a rise of anti-Semitism. So they need to learn how to defend themselves. And I'm like, fam, come on. What are we doing?
So they reduced to self-defense classes.
Yeah.
Okay, have you seen the real estate agents? Do they look like they could fight?
No, they don't.
They don't, right? I think I can beat about 9 of them at one time. Yeah. In my condition, you know what I mean? So, but they got to do something because that ties into the victim consciousness. We are being attacked, so we need to bring in UFC fighters to teach us how to defend ourselves, but all I got to do is say is boo. And they're going to scatter, right?
Yeah.
And they're going to go behind their desk and they're going to write letters and you know, do all of that kind of stuff they do. So this is just some publicity ploy amongst the real estate agents to further instill in your mind the concept of victim consciousness. They are the biggest victims the world has ever seen.
Yeah.
And they must instill that into you. But I can beat about 9 of them right now. Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What else we got? Oh, let's take some questions.
Let's get some questions in there.
Yeah. Let's get some questions. I saw a story that Lionsgate, they're like a movie or like a Hollywood studio, Lionsgate. They signed a deal with AI firm Runway to quote unquote augment some of their pictures. Are you hungry?
Malcolm, I think I am hungry.
Yeah. So they signed
these are very good mics, my lord.
Yeah, that picks up on everything. I'm disgusted.
Thanks.
So when I read this story, though, I was confused because I thought that they just went on strike to kind of prevent stuff like this from happening. So I'm confused as to why this is happening.
it's inevitable. So you can fight the future or you can embrace the future, right?
Mm.
And yeah. So it's like you holding on to your vinyl records and shit. You know, yo, I'm staying with the vinyl. That's cool. But yeah. Now I got my whole catalog in this device. And so at certain aspects, the future is just what it is. So they're trying to get out ahead. Lionsgate, they put out massive movies.
Yeah.
They're trying to get out ahead of what the future is. So that, remember that big strike in Hollywood was so that this wouldn't happen. And here we are. I told you these people never retreat, Malcolm.
Yeah.
So now when they do it and there's no big hoopla about it, every company is going to do it and say, what we're doing is we're just going to integrate a little bit of it. We're not going to take away jobs.
Yeah.
We're just going to take away jobs. Yeah. Right. And in that language, you know, the way they double and triple speak, you're going to be right where they expect you to be. Malcolm.
Somebody asked me, Malcolm, what do you think is the best workout to grow your chest? You can't go wrong with some old fashioned push-ups, but do it with a weighted vest. Oh, right? Push-ups with a weighted vest. Those are good. However, if you talk about weights and stuff like that, I like incline dumbbell presses more than the regular bench press. Personally, I hurt myself bench pressing, just, you know, ego lifting. But the dumbbell press, I feel like I got the most results that way, just being consistent with those and doing drop sets, right? So you do a drop sets, and then what you do is you call it like clearing the rack. So what's the highest you could go, right? Like say 70 pounds on the dumbbells, right? So you do it to failure, then you go down to 65 to failure again, all the way down to where you can't eat. Like I got down to like 30s and I could barely like lift my arms up.
Right,
and
because of the repetition,
Oh my God, that smoke shit chest. Like, do those, like, twice a week. You'll be straight. And some push-ups, but you'll be straight.
All right.
Somebody said diamond-shaped push-ups, those help. Pull-ups, that's not your chest, that's your back.
What about dips? Niggas come home from prison. These niggas be,
Triceps. A little bit of the chest, a little bit. Ask Derek, man. Gorilla Prince. He's in the chat. Ask him.
Oh, yeah. Ask Gorilla. He'll tell you.
He the one that got us right.
Absolutely. Shout out my man, Charles Johnson. If that's Charles Johnson out of L.A., happy belated birthday to you. Out of Oak Town, if that's you. If not, then peace to whatever Charles Johnson you are.
Yeah. Somebody said Candace Owens. Back on YouTube, that rabbi is big mad. Yeah, once she got off the Daily Wire, I don't know what, you know what's crazy about these people? I don't know what triggers them to kind of like take these stances out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Like once, cause she made her bones pissing black people off.
Yeah.
If you want to admit it or not, right? And if you want to say she had some points or not, but that was how she got like in. That's how she kind of built her platform. That's the reason why the Daily Wire hired her in the first place, because that
Candace Owens started on the Daily Wire?
No. I think they signed her event. Like, I think they signed her. I don't think she started on there. I'm pretty sure. You guys can correct me if I'm wrong. So when the Israel thing happened and she started speaking against it, they showed their hand because they were ones that pumping their chest. Hey, we about free speech. This is what the Democrats want. They want to stifle your speech. As soon as she said something honest about Israel, they said not that honest.
Not that honest. And then they kicked her off. Slow down now.
So now she has been on a tear against that community, which I'm not mad at. She's just kind of highlighting the hypocrisy there. Again, I'm not mad at it. It's just funny that, you know, now. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you used up all of the credit that was in this field.
And now she's pivoting because she got to stay relevant. It's all a game. It's all a game. You know? It's all a game. Yeah.
What else we got, guys?
Shout out David Williams. Appreciate the cash app.
Did you hear about this year, thoughts on this year's WNBA? Big year for them. They're actually expanding to three more teams. In Toronto.
Portland.
I think Portland and Golden State.
Yeah.
Golden State teams come next year.
You can thank the influx of, you know, attention from Reese and Caitlin and Aja Wilson and the Vegas squad, you know?
She's having, like, the greatest season ever. Like, she's number one in every statistical category in offense. Talking about Aja Wilson.
Yes.
And I think first and third in every statistical category on defense.
Yes.
She's the truth.
She's getting the job done. You're damn right.
My Lord.
Shout out to her.
the apologies. So, okay. So, this is happening in podcast world. So, these two guys from the Shits and Giggles podcast, what are their names? I don't watch it. I see clips from them. James and Fahad, right? From the Shits and Giggles podcast, they were on a U.S. tour, so they were stopping by these, you know, American podcasts, and they were on the Flagrant 2 podcast with Andrew Schultz. And they were talking about black women and white men and how when black women get with white men, the white guys get, like, you know, seizures and stuff like that, and they get haircuts. And Andrew made a joke and said it's because they losing all their hair because black women complaining and shit. And they started laughing. That sparked people to kind of look deeper into how they feel about black women because they went on the Poor Minds podcast, and it's an Atlanta-based podcast with two women. Apparently, they're from Texas, whatever. And he said, like, we've been out here. They're from the UK, by the way. I missed that part. They're from the UK. We've been in Atlanta. We haven't seen any baddies out here. That's weird, right?
That's very weird.
Right, in Atlanta? Like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. And then they were laughing at Andrew Schultz's jokes on the Flagrant 2 podcast about, you know, black women and stuff like that. Like, a white man saying these jokes. And then people started, like, pulling up these real questionable statements they have made. And now they wind up apologizing. And then it looks even worse because Andrew now on his podcast pulled up their apology and started snapping on them for apologizing. So they just look completely bad. However, the smoke should be for Andrew, I think, mostly.
That's what I was getting ready to say. Where's the smoke for him?
Because, listen, I've been watching Andrew Schultz since when they started the Brilliant Idiots podcast, him and Charlamagne. I want to say since 2016, when I first, like, got, like, my first desk job. And I've always said he is a very, 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 very covert racist. Like, he says a lot of just, if you catch it at the right time, you'll catch it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been doing that. And now he is, like, I think, like, settling deeper into kind of how he feels. He has this podcast with four other dudes that just laugh at anything he says, that agree with anything he says.
So he's not with Charlamagne no more.
He still does the Brilliant Idiots, but, you know, that's kind of where it's at.
Right.
The Flagrant podcast, I think, is bigger than that at this point.
Oh, okay.
And they get, like, bigger guests. They get, like, higher profile guests. So, that's why it's getting so much attention. And then Andrew, he's, like, in Joe Rogan's sphere now as well. So he's just getting a lot of attention. But I think.
But I'm going to share something with you, Malcolm.
Yo.
I don't give a shit. You know why?
Because I
feel the same way. Fuck them. Right?
Okay.
That's all they're really saying. They just stopping short of saying it. I feel the same way. I can go in all day on white people. Right? So what I'm not going to do is sit up here and accuse them of something I wouldn't do.
Okay.
So the feeling, just from my perspective, is mutual.
Yeah.
So we can get in a room together, and it's all depending where your range of sensitivity is. Because every joke he can tell about black folk, I could tell about his people.
Yeah.
And we can laugh if it's funny. Yeah. If it's not, then so be it. You know
what I mean? Yeah, I agree.
And
I
that's
agree.
What I mean by transparency. So we, as black people, when we want to, we're quick to point out somebody said something about us when we know when we sitting around by ourselves,
yeah.
we say some crazy shit.
You know, people were mad at Kevin Hart because he made a joke about Delaware State University, and he said something like, "That's just niggas on the campus," something like that, right?
Right.
And people were so mad at that, but I'm like, yeah, he's from Philly,
right?
Delaware and Philly's right there, so that means he's probably done so many shows, especially coming up, and just probably seeing niggas on campus. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So that's how he talks. That's how he would probably talk with his friends. You get what I'm
right.
saying? So getting offended right. at that is just, as you say, wasted calories.
And it's wasted calories, but from where he's sitting now, see, you become a prisoner of this so-called success that
yeah.
you reach for.
Black yeah.
dots way down here. I get away with a whole bunch of shit because our audience, they get it. You know what I
yeah.
mean? But the minute you have 400,000, 500,000 new subscribers who don't understand what it is that we do here, we get shut down. They retro in our shows now.
Yeah,
YouTube
yeah,
is
yeah.
going back, removing whole episodes now.
They removed episode 126. They just took it down.
Poof,
and didn't tell us why. Like, they didn't even show us why. They just said, right? Misinformation.
So, understanding where you are and the responsibility that you have when you go further up, you know, to say what you want to say and can't say what you want to say unless
yeah.
you come in like that. See, Dave Chappelle came in like that. And so his leeway that he gets, come on, he said, yo, I don't think Michael Jackson did it. But he said,
yeah,
if he did, I mean, well, it's Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
that's some crazy shit to say, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Anybody else other than Dave Chappelle saying that,
yeah.
you'd be wilding, right?
Yeah.
But it's Dave Chappelle. And
yeah.
so how you come out is important in how people understand your level of comedy. But I'm not going to act like when the cameras ain't on, man, I
yeah.
shit. Some of the language I use, my Lord.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
yeah. So, anything else, guys? With that being said.
Yeah, with that being said.
That being said, we love,
you.
We appreciate you. Thank you for the likes. 1,000 likes. We appreciate it. Everybody who hit the like button. Everybody who didn't hit the like button on your way out. Don't forget to join the UrbanX membership as well. And we will see you guys later.
Peace.
Peace.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.